Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Esprit.net News.
I want to get the language right tonight.
This is America. The president is back.
Never let anybody tell you that your efforts don't matter.
This is not a war zone. These are unarmed people.
Politicians and commentators.
Don't let anybody take your man.
Does that remind you that I've done this before?
It doesn't make you tough to hurt these people.
You have tuned into Independent Thought Radio, where we cover world and national news with current affairs. Some good, some bad, but it's all the news you need to know. I'm your host, Jerome Esprit, bringing you straight talk outside the headlines. So sit back and relax, call in, or hit us up in chat. Now, as long as you're ready, we're ready.
Welcome again to Esprit.net News on Esprit Radio. I'm your host, Jerome. You have tuned in to a week worth of news and information in just one setting, so I want to welcome you on to the show. You know, if you're listening to the archives, we are on 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's East Coast time. I don't know why I just kind of blanked out there. And if you want to catch us in archives and you don't go to BTR, that's Blog Talk Radio, you can go to EspritRadio.soulofsyracuse.com and check out some of our shows in the archives. And as my girl Lucy Abreu says, hey, we always have news you can use. Now, on this program, the FBI issues a stark privacy warning to parents over internet connections and your children's choice. They say GPS, microphones, and cameras could lead to child exploitation. And the former NFL superstar O.J. Simpson is granted parole after 9 years in prison. It's a bit excessive, but we'll talk about that later in the show. And Netflix tops 1 million subscribers and adds 5.2 million new viewers in just 3 months. Apple patents a secret way to contact the police by using a sequence of discrete taps on your iPhone. That's in that fingerprint scanner. We have that this week in court and much more. So I just want to welcome you again onto the show. You can always, you know, join us in the chat room. I just want to say hey to everyone that's on the line and the folks that's in the chat. And if you have some questions or comments, hey, put them in the chat. All right, now, our first story, well, before I start, this is my first show, and I want to say peace and blessings to my Aunt Clara, who passed away, to everyone in the family. I know I won't be there, but I want to make sure that, you know, we said love, light, and blessings to my family, so peace and blessings. Now, our first story, last month was the third warmest June on record, putting 2017 on track to make a hat trick. They're trying to say that it's a hat trick of the hottest years because this is the third one in a row. Now, experts say that it is now almost certain that 2017 will be the third year in a row to break global climate records. The figures confirm that global warming is at levels not seen in, get this, 115,000 years. Global warming for you folks. All right, now, Orinthio James Simpson, that's the Juice or OJ for those who are old Buffalo Bill fans, he will be released from prison this October after a four-member panel of the New Jersey or Nevada parole board voted unanimously on his release this afternoon. You know, he served of a 9 to 33 year sentence for something he should have been doing 1 to 3 years for, but that's a whole other story. But since everyone's interrupting national news and I normally don't cover them, the breaking news stories of the day, but whatever to that. O.J. Simpson, rightfully so, received parole. He was never convicted of any other crimes. And one of the most important notes about the hearing, if you hadn't seen it, is that one of the people who was the sports memorabilia collector that he supposedly blocked the door from the guy leaving said that O.J. didn't have a gun, he didn't hit anyone, and he really didn't do anything. So he testified on O.J.'s behalf, and he said he was always his friend, and he's his friend till today. And he didn't believe, he believed that the sentence was too harsh. So he testified, or he made his statement towards the parole board on his behalf. So just want to say that the person who was there, who said that there was some stolen memorabilia there, but he didn't steal it. And he would have told O.J., if you would have pulled him aside. So it escalated into something that it shouldn't have. But, you know, this man is going to be on parole for, what, another 23 years for that, for someone stealing his stuff and him going to get it back. All right. Now, almost a third of the U.S. population, 100 million people, either has diabetes or pre-diabetes. That's according to a new federal report. Now, diabetes is a serious disease that doubles the risk of early death. In the U.S. Center of Disease Control and Prevention, the National Diabetes Statistics Report, it's released about every 2 years. The agency described diabetes as a growing health problem that was the seventh leading cause of death in the U.S. in 2015. And that year alone, it was estimated that 1.5 million new cases of diabetes were diagnosed amongst people from ages of 18 and older, is what that report said. So, hey, just another study. People, just take it for what it's worth. Now, researchers from multiple institutions, including Texas A&M University, found that when HIV was injected into cows and other animals, it developed an immune response in as little as 35 days. So they're saying this new injection, this HIV injection, it's not actual HIV, but it's supposed to be a vaccine. They're saying that it works within 35 days. So they're a step closer to being able to give you immunizations against HIV. I don't know how I feel about the story. I'm just reporting the news. Now, the Federal Bureau of Investigation said that such toys like, you know, those handheld dolls or games that you can connect on the internet, those toys may contain microphones, cameras, GPS, data storage, and speech recognition that may disclose personal information, so beware of your children's toys as you're buying them toys. It's just a warning from the FBI. Now, in order to avoid a cyber attack, the iPhone and iPad users across the world are being urged to update their phones to a new software as soon as possible. Now, the update is available for the iPhone 5 or later, but they're saying that they need to plug a security hole right now. So if you have an iPhone or iPad, go get an update. Now, speaking of the iPhone, the next iPhone will have an ID touch or touch ID sensor that could recognize a specific series of fingerprint taps, according to the patent that it filed at the patents office, that can call the police, the patent and trademark office. So you will just have to do a series of taps on your iPhone, and it will 911 call the police for you. Hey, technology, what are you going to do? All right, now I want to remind you, listen to EsperyNet News. You can call in and join us at 909-265-9189. And, you know, if you need to mail us news or information, something that we are not talking about on the show that you would like to hear us talk about, you can always send it to news@soulofsyracuse.com, and we'll check it out there. Now, Americans are more ignorant about the dangers of cigarettes than most other countries, according to a new study. There are 93 harmful and potentially harmful chemicals found in tobacco products, but when asked adults in the U.S., they can only name a few like tar and nicotine. Now, far fewer than other nations. Other nations know what's in cigarettes, but in the United States, tar and nicotine, that's all we hear. So apparently that's all we kind of pay attention to. All right, now advances in medicine mean more people with lower IQs survive today compared to those two centuries ago. Now, there's a new controversial study. The research was led by Free University in Brussels. It found that up to 180 years ago, people were getting smarter thanks to the survival of the sharpest or the survival of the fittest. But nowadays, we have a lot of technology, and people are not learning as much to learn, you know, they don't know as much off the grid because we have the internet, iPhones, iPads, and all of those tools that we talked about in stories earlier, that people are not paying attention. So they're not retaining data and retaining information. So they're saying people nowadays, survival skills are pretty bad. You know, before, you need to know how to live off the land, need to know what, fruits and vegetables and herbs worked with what. But every now and then, you know, we pretty much have a culture that you just go to the mall or go to a drugstore and get what you want. We don't know. All right. Now, the FCC votes to expand crackdown on the surge of robocalls with a new number verification system. So the U.S. Federal Communications Committee has voted to pursue new rules to help customers who are being inundated with robocalls. So, you know, they're not going to let the stuff go anymore. And, you know, during the Obama time, you know, we have a law called the Truth in Caller ID law, unless it's been repealed already. But in that law, people can't mask their caller ID and, you know, try to make you think that they're a relative so that you can pick up the phone and they can harass you. So anyway, that stuff is still in effect, and now they're actually changing the technology to go after robocalls because we all still get them. So just wanted to put that out there. I am not exempt from the robocalls. All right. Now, I guess I can go into the story, but, you know, I was trying to save the bad one. But neo-Nazi leader Matthew Himbach, he's 26, was given a suspended sentence after allegations that he physically harassed a woman who protested at a Donald Trump rally in Louisville. So he received a suspended sentence for that. Again, OJ got 9 years for standing in front of a door. Okay, so Mercedes-Benz has revealed its new X-Class, the pickup truck for the more discerning tradesman or woman who wants to combine a workhorse with luxury, is what they're saying. So Mercedes is known for producing some of the most luxurious cars on the market, as well as a fleet of commercial vehicles, and it's looking to bridge the gap between the two with a pickup that can provide a sales winner, like not just winter sales, but a winner for sales. So the trucks are actually really nice, but I'm sure since they're Mercedes, they're going to cost it a little bit of money. So, hey, tread lightly. And that was no pun, but tread lightly going for the new Mercedes. It is probably going to cost you. It's going to cost you one way or another. All right. Now, Dennis Hatcher, Haster, a sexually abused victim, said that he was disappointed that the disgraced ex-Speaker of the House was released. He was a Republican Speaker of the House, by the way, released 2 months early from his sentence. Now, Scott Cross, who was sexually abused by Dennis Hastert, said that he was disappointed when he found out the White House former House of Representatives Speaker was released early from prison, but he only had, I shouldn't say only, he was sentenced for 13 months, and he paid, you know, in hush money, over $1 million to someone to keep them quiet about the sex, the sexual cases that he had with young boys while he was a high school football coach. Now, again, here we go with congressmen, but he only got 13 years for that because it was for the money, not for the act, the sexual assault acts, which I guess hit a statute of limitations. But that guy is now on the streets. He was playing sick in a wheelchair and all that good stuff, but he is now out. Now, Donald Trump has spent 3 days last week, had spent 3 days last week watching the U.S. Open at the Trump National Golf Course in Bedminster, New Jersey, while viewers switched off Fox in droves. So they broadcast that golf tournament, and it was the lowest ratings in 30 years. Donald Trump could not be happy about that because he's a ratings person, but just because he was there, and it was at his clubs, and I don't know if the Trump people threatened the golf folks when they wanted to move it after he won, but it was their lowest ratings in 30 years. So take that for your popularity. So 1 in 8 people who voted for Donald Trump said that they would not now, and they wouldn't do it again after they witnessed Trump's first 6 months in office. And you know, today is the anniversary, 6 months anniversary of that guy being in office. So, you know, I would go into some of the special prosecutor stuff, but there was so much stuff to go into. If you want to join us, you know, 909-265-9189. If you're listening online, you can call in. If you have any questions or comments, I will address it. But otherwise, we're just going to move on the news. It is so much craziness out there for the Trump people. Now, House Speaker Paul Ryan waited until midnight last night to strip an amendment with bipartisan support from the 2018 Defense Authorization Bill without a debate. Now, a floor vote or consultation with anyone but the Republican leadership, which was in huge favor, by the way. Now, I guess as a favor to Trump, he waited to strip that amendment. And the amendment was by California Democrat Barbara Lee. And that amendment would have repealed the 60-word-long 9/11-inspired authorized use of military force law. Now, it passed in 2001. It would have required Congress to pass a new law before military action could be used against anyone, anywhere. Now, the initial act gave the president the authority to take all necessary and appropriate force against groups linked to the 9/11 attacks and has been used to justify action against countries beyond their original perpetrators, such as Yemen. So, Representative Lee has been trying to get that amendment passed for 5 years and was pleasantly surprised when it passed the House Appropriations Committee with strong bipartisan support. And then Paul Ryan, after midnight last night, took it out. And he said it did not belong in the Defense Appropriations Bill, which means that there's going to have to be another vote to add it to another amendment. But Representative Lee said that she will make a standalone bill and see if she can get that passed. Now, the Republicans control the House, but we'll see how this works. Now, after 5 years of work and bipartisan support, can't trust Paul Ryan. Just wanted to say that for the record. All right, now Trump claimed Wednesday that Japan's first lady, couldn't speak a word in English, but Aki Abe, she proved him wrong with a speech during a 2014 Ford Foundation event. So the moral of the story is, while she was sitting next to Trump at the G20 summit, she pretended she didn't speak English so that he wouldn't talk to her. That has to be a blow to your ego. All right, I want to remind you, listen to Esprinet News. You can call in and join us, 909-265-9189. This is where we give our weekly news summary and news wrap-up. So you can call in and join us. And if you have any questions or comments, obviously you can hit one on your line, very one on your line. I just want to say hey. And if you're in the chat room, you can put your questions and comments there. And if we have some time, we may get to them. All right, now, the White House military office, like a part of the military that provides vital services, including the nuclear football, has agreed to pay $130,000 a month for the 3,475-square-foot space in Trump Tower in New York City, a place that Trump has not been since he's been president, but the military is spending $130,000 a month. Okay. Now, speaking of money and apartments, you know, a luxury penthouse is being built in one of San Francisco's most expensive neighborhoods and will cost an estimated $42 million and span nearly 7,000 feet. So, hey, if you have that kind of money laying around, they're just building a penthouse for you in San Francisco. That's $42 million worth of a penthouse, just in case. You know, not thinking about buying, by the way. Now, a summertime favorite, strawberries, they're saying contains at least 20 pesticides. Now, researchers from a Washington-based environmental working group has found that strawberries, spinach, nectarines, apples are amongst the most chemically ridden produce. So, if you're going to buy, they say that you should only buy organic. So, organic strawberries, organic spinach, you know. That's their recommendation. So, there you have it. Now, New York City, there's a bakery that sells activated charcoal donuts topped with bacon, maple, and bourbon. So their restaurant chain called Sugar Factory has just opened its first donut shop in the New York City's Upper West Side. Now, the menu does include a black donut made of activated charcoal. So, get eaten for you guys. I don't want any of that. All right, now a rapidly growing bike sharing startup called Mobike already has 100 million users in China, and now they're looking to the U.S. and Europe for a unique dockless system that can, I think they're thinking it's going to take away from cabs and Uber and all of that other stuff, but good luck in the United States getting people to sit there and ride bikes and just drop them off at different biking stations. We're going to see how long that's going to last. But, hey, it's working in China. 100 million users actually use those bikes. Again, I can't see how that's going to work in the U.S. Now, Twitter has deleted 90,000 fake accounts after it was discovered that they were a part of a large botnet. The links are to fake porn sites. Now, the accounts were likely created by Russian or European or Eastern Europe, someone in Eastern Europe. So here we go. And by the way, Trump actually has, they found out that some of his followers on Twitter are bots as well. So there's several million fake accounts that is hooked up to Trump. So it makes it look like he has a lot more followers than he does. But there you go. You know, those fools are still, they're still hacking. So you have to put that out there. A Texas mother, 23, faces life in prison after being arrested with 75 pounds of liquid meth. It's worth about $2 million. She had it inside of cleaning jugs. Now, Celine Aya, or Isla, is how her name looks like it's pronounced, was driving in Austin, Texas, when a canine dog sniffed out the liquid crystal methamphetamines in a jug that was labeled Purple Power. So police stopped her from speeding, and she got caught. $2 million crystal meth. You know, that is from all you folks watching Breaking Bad and people walking around with meth labs or riding around with meth labs. That's what she pretty much had. Now, a woman has been found guilty for murdering her husband in a crime witnessed only by her pet parrot. So, Glenna Dorham, who's 49, was convicted of first-degree murder in a Michigan courtroom over the death of her husband, 46-year-old Martin Dorham. Now, the 49-year-old had been accused of shooting her husband five times before turning the gun on herself in a failed suicide attempt at their home. And Dorham appeared to make a gesture of some sort and mouthed something after the verdict was given. So I guess she was being a little sarcastic. But their pet parrot called Bud, if you want to know what his name was, he was the only witness to the murder. However, he was not called up as a witness during the trial. However, Durham's ex-wife, Christina Keller, who took the bird, Bud, after the murders, said that the parrot overheard Martin begging for his life and before he was shot. So Keller said that Bud repeatedly said, "Don't effing shoot." And he was mocking the former owner's voice. So parrots actually can mock your voice, by the way. So they can tell if it was a male or female. And the parrot kept mocking his voice, saying, "Don't effing shoot." And the ex-wife said the bird was replying his final words. And that was from the night that he was shot. So Glenda Dorham will be sentenced on August 28th, and she faces life in prison. But how would you like to get turned in by somebody else's pet bird? Find out if they're parakeet first. But, hey, you don't want to do that. All right, now a 28-year-old Kia Hampton was arrested on May 28th for smuggling marijuana into the Allen Correctional Institute in Lima, Ohio, which she allegedly was trying to give to someone named Jeremy Kelly, an inmate in the prison. Now, Hampton was crowned Miss Kentucky of 2011. She was the first black woman chosen to represent Kentucky in the Miss USA pageant. She faces a third-degree felony charge of bringing drugs into a government facility grounds, and that carries a maximum of 3-year sentence upon conviction. So, you know, not a good story, but, hey, it's in the news. Now, a man who shot dead his stepdaughter and had sex with her corpse contests his wife's request for divorce from prison. So this guy, Gregory Gaft, who's 55, appeared in court through a video feed from his Pennsylvania prison cell. He refused to sign the divorce documents with his wife, Danielle, after he killed their daughter and had sex with the corpse. He still won't divorce her. Now, I don't know the law in Pennsylvania, but I am sure if you took that to a judge, I'm sure they'll say that these are, you know, extenuating circumstances. You should pretty much be able to do that. All right, now the neurovirus was confirmed in one of the 60 who fell ill at a Virginia Chipotle. Here we go. Chipotle is having problems again. But a person who reported eating at a Chipotle in Sterling, Virginia, has tested positive for neurovirus after health officials identified 60 who fell ill at that same location. So, you know, I know they're cleaning the place like crazy, but Chipotle is running into some problems. And how do you get the neurovirus anyway in a restaurant? You know, we'll have to save that for a conspiracy show, apparently, because that seems like it's going a bit far. Now, some 65% of students show their link between a cheerful disposition and improved well-being. This is if, now this is if you are happy. Your 65% of the people who are happy and cheerful have improved well-being. So researchers from the University of Utah and Virginia believe that happier people may have may be more inclined to live a healthy lifestyle and live longer. Alternatively, being content may have direct benefits to your heart. So if you're happy and content, that you'll probably live a little longer and have a healthier life. Now, I didn't do this study. This would be the University of Utah and Virginia. Now, research from Florida State University shows wives who crash diet to slim down are often driven so they don't feel their husbands, they do this because they feel their husbands look better than them. Now, that sounds a little sexist, but that was from Florida State University. So people are actually crashing their diets or going on to crash diets because they feel their husband look too good. I say that's not a good motivation. That's just me. But, hey, there you have it. Now, in a constant battle to prevent infections in hospitals, scientists have come up with a stark new proposition. Surgeons should operate naked, is what they're saying. Physicians found that nude surgeons shed significantly less bacteria than those who are wearing scrubs. They also say because the surgical scrubs rubs against their skin, causing bacteria to fall off and spread through the air of an operating room. So in another challenge to the conventional practice, science said that there's a little difference between surgeons operating in their normal clothes, like whatever they were wearing, or changing into surgical gowns. So whether they are scrubbing up and changing clothes, they're saying there's just as much bacteria in the operating room, whether you change. But, I am one of those people. I don't think I want you operating on your street clothes. You just can't walk in and say, "Ooh, let me just wash my hands and I'll be rich in a minute." So they're just saying, hey, if that's the case, you might as well come in your street clothes. Not for me, but just generally. All right. Now, a pregnant wife who caught her husband cheating punished his mistress by ramming chili powers in her lady parts. Now, Lee Chanel, who's 23, said she became suspicious when her husband of 7 months kept disappearing for hours on end from their home in Vietnam. So she was furious. She had some latex gloves while three other women held down the mistress. And, they followed him to a hotel room, by the way. And one took pictures. They removed the girl's underwear. And then they opened a large bag of super hot 200,000 Scoville units of Red Bird Eye chilies. Now, I don't know what that is, but I can tell you, I guess it's pretty hot. And they put them inside of the women's privates, and it said it caused agonizing pain from the spices. But, hey, I don't have to read this story to know that that probably was true. It is going to be agonizing. Pain. Now, all right, again, I want to remind you, you're listening to Esprinet News. You can call in and join us, 909-269-9189. I see everyone on the line. I just want to say, hey, I know, you know, you don't have to come in, but, you know, just wanted to make sure we get you, give you an opportunity to kick in or jump in if you want and talk about some stuff that maybe you didn't have a chance to talk about before on the last show. So we wanted to make sure we put that out there. Now, if you didn't know, you know, I didn't do this story before, but one of the first Asian rappers, major Asian rappers in the United States, who was in 2 Live Crew, his name was Fresh Kid Ice. He was 53. He passed away last week. So if you don't know who 2 Live Crew is, they were a rap group out of Miami in the 80s. So he passed away. Just wanted to make sure we put that in the show. Now, this is not the U.S. This is United Airlines. They're launching a trial system for, they're offering incentives to passengers who voluntarily swap their seats on overbooked flights before departure. So it's called the New Flex Scheduling Program. So who would not want that? They'll send you an email, you can accept it, and they will give you whatever they're going to give you, I guess cash and rebook your flight. So they're going to try the system out, and they said that they will contact you at home before you even get to the airport, according to the story. So that's United Airlines for you. Now, Goldman Sachs, who has offices in New York and London, has told their technology staff that they are free to dress casually, but can consider smartening up in front of clients. Now, due to having a lot of millennials, they're saying that they want to attract more people to Goldman Sachs and not require you to, you know, have to always dress up, but when you're in front of clients, you still have to. But I guess Goldman Sachs is changing their dress code. All right. Now, San Francisco became the first U.S. city to ban the sale of flavored tobacco products. That's including menthol cigarettes, which I didn't know menthol was a flavor, but okay. Now, authorities unanimously approved the measure, which bans the sale of flavored nicotine-laced cigarettes used in electronic cigarettes and flavored tobacco products. So there you have it. Flavored cigarettes is another blow to flavored cigarettes. But it's banned in San Francisco. All right, now, if you saw this fight, Jeff Horn, his victory over Manny Pacquiao, is now under official review by the WBO. But a reversal of the result rests on proving fraud in the judging. So they should have used me as a judge in this case, or let me judge the fraud. But the WBO said that it was responding to the Philippines government department's request to review the fight after Pacquiao lost the decision. And actually, I saw that fight. It was unfair, and I think it'll get overturned. But we need to know what's going on with that. So, hey, just want you to know there's an official review by the WBO. So I'll try to keep you up to date when they finally, you know, make their decision. Now, China's biggest online retail platform vows to ban the sale of dog meat after more than 130 canine-made snacks are spotted being sold by vendors. Now, China's equivalent to eBay, and I guess that's Alibaba, not sure, but I think that's the equivalent. But they were found selling dog meat on their site, and has since vowed to ban the sale of such meat. It comes just weeks after a supermarket chain was found selling dog meat. So, hey, don't order dog meat. Just wanted to say that. All right, now punishment could be coming for a Florida teacher accused of calling the elementary school students rats that could infest the classroom and saying that that's why their race is either dead or in jail. Now, this teacher at the Carter G. Woodson Elementary School allegedly made remarks in May as a group of children attempted to re-enter a classroom. So officials found enough evidence to sustain further action, is what they're saying. The Duval County Public Schools said that they will take the appropriate action in accordance with the collective bargaining agreement with the school when it resumes for the 2017-2018 school year. So, again, a European teacher said that to some black students, that's why your race is either dead or in jail. And it's at Carter G. Woodson School. So if you don't know who Carter G. Woodson is, you should have had more African-American studies in your college or your high school. That's a shame if you don't know who Carter G. Woodson is. But anyway, it's Carter G. Woodson Elementary School. All right, now, former Democratic National Chair Republican Debbie Wasserman Schultz introduced amendments that would seek to strip Donald Trump's son, Jared Kushner, of his security clearance. We don't know how this is going to go, but she did submit them. Now, his son also amended his government disclosure documents to reveal that he had contacts with more than 100 foreigners. So he updated his form, and now they're saying just suspend his clearance. Until you figure out what's going on, suspend him. Now, Democrats demand to know if Trump also fired Preet Bharara, who was the U.S. attorney for the, I guess it's the Northeastern District, but he was in the New York City area. It looks like that there was one of the Russian oligarchs who lawyers met with Donald Trump Jr. Was looking at a $230 million money laundering charge, and they were about to go to court, and they're not sure if Trump fired Preet Bharara just so that can go away. So the Democrats are demanding to know if the administration pulled strings to settle a federal money laundering case in connection to the Russian attorney who met with Donald Trump Jr. last June. Now, once they were gone, the Trump administration settled that $330 million money laundering charge for $6 million. I think the special prosecutor has a ton to look after. We'll have to see how this goes. Now, Attorney General Jeff Sessions failed to report his meeting of last year with a Russian U.S. ambassador on his security clearance application, according to the portions of the application that was released last week. The heavily redacted pages of the SF-86 security clearance form required for many senior government positions showed that Sessions answered no to the question of whether over the past 7 years that he had contact with any foreign government and its offices or officials in or outside of the United States, and he said no. Now, I think everybody by now knows that that's true, but he updated his form kind of on the side while special prosecutor is looking at all of them. Okay. Now, a man who has not been named was locked inside of an ATM, a Bank of America ATM in Corpus Christi, Texas last week when he accidentally locked himself in. He realized he was stuck. He left his cell phone in his truck, and this contractor resorted to posting notes begging customers to use the to call his boss. Like, so as they used the ATM, he wrote a note and stuck it out of the slot. Now, I don't know if I would have thought that this was a prank show, but luckily somebody did believe him and called his supervisor, who came and unlocked him and got him outside of the ATM. But this could have turned out worse. It was hot out in Texas. Okay, now, in addition to giving birth to twins, Beyonce has yet another reason to celebrate 2017. Last week, it was announced that she topped the Billboard magazine's 2016 Moneymaker list with $62.1 million earned last year. Now, Beyonce earned $20 million more than the second PACE Act on the list. And I'm sure you couldn't guess, so I'll just tell you, it was Guns N' Roses. Now, in April of 2016, the entertainer released her successful album and film combo, Lemonade, and followed with a Formation World Tour, which hit stadiums across the globe. She brought in $161 million in U.S. dates alone. Now, in addition to her cut of her tour profits, she also received $6.2 million in royalties from her music. So even if she did nothing, the woman just had twins, and she's still on the top of the game. So, hey, shout out. You can't hate on her for that. That would be Beyonce. So, hey, don't call here, Beyonce fans. This was a positive Beyonce story. All right. Now, researchers from Ohio University found that 20% dietary improvement reduces the risk of dying prematurely by the age between 8 and 17%. So diets that include fish are the healthiest is what they're saying. So, you know, like our other story tonight is if you're happier, you live longer, and if you eat well when you're happier, you live longer. I guess that's the moral of both of those studies. Now, dance instructor turned convict Abby Lee Miller reportedly hired a former law enforcement officer to help prepare her for the minimum security. It's a medium. It's not the minimum. It's a medium security prison that she's going to have to report to, the Victorville Women's Federal Prison Camp. Now, before beginning her 366-day sentence for bankruptcy fraud, the 50-year-old reality star paid for 2 months a counselor to survive and thrive behind bars. So she also wanted to stick close to, you know, they warned her to stick close to inmates who were starstruck, as they might be the best protection from the ones who would bully her because of her fame. So Abby, who she hid $775,000, and she's on the show Dance Moms, you know, it's income from that show, and secret bank accounts. And she pretty much told People Magazine in April that she was afraid of being physically abused or raped in jail. So she did, I guess, with the movie with, help me out, who is that? Kevin Hart and Will Ferrell, where he was going to jail and he paid for somebody to help him. I guess the name of the movie is Get Hard, Get Tough, before he went to prison. So Abby, she actually pays up to this, Abby Lee Miller. She actually paid a formal prison guard or something to help her out before she went to prison. So good luck. Just wanted to kind of put that out there. All right, now, Sisters of the Valley, the convent, led by Sister Kate, created medical marijuana products at their convent in California. Now, their business has been successful through the, though it lies between legal gray areas. They're expected to bring in over $1 million this year. So the sisters at the convent is selling a little weed and help a sister out. And you can help them on their way to their $1 million profit for this year. Okay. Now, I don't know why I hesitated on that show, but just kind of on that story, but it kind of seems kind of really odd. All right. Now, an enraged retired Navy SEAL, 43, he shoots dead a AAA technician who took too slow coming to his house to fix his car battery. So apparently the owner of the car became irate about the response time for the service and shot the guy. Yeah. Over his dead car battery. I don't know what you're going to do. Now, Oregon man 49 who chased a Muslim couple in his truck yelling, "Take off the burqa," and "This is America," He wept in court as he pled not guilty to hate crime charges. Now, Frederick Noel Sorrell allegedly followed an African-American Muslim couple for 20 blocks, yelling racial slurs, trying to hit their vehicle, and making gestures as if he was pulling a gun trigger. He sobbed in court. So, again, if I can add my two cents, throw the book at him, because can't really feel sorry for him. He harassed somebody, and now he doesn't want to go to jail either. Matter of fact, he should look up Abby Lee Miller. Maybe she can help him out. Give him some tips, because he needs to go to jail. Now, researchers from the University of California in San Francisco found that regularly being active in between the sheets lengthens a woman's, I guess, telomeres, which is associated with lifespan. So having sex once a week slows down the aging process in women, even if you don't enjoy being intimate. So it doesn't say anything about men, but it says specifically for women, even if you don't like it, that it actually helps you and slows down the aging process. That is a heck of a line, you know, when you want to pick somebody up. Hey, I just want to help you stay young. That's all that is. All right. Now, you know, breast implants, there's a new study that came out that said breast implants reduce your chances of injury and slows down bullets. So to prevent vital organ damage, if you had breast implants, it could provide safety between life and death. And this is the University of Utah. I don't know what they're doing there, but this is just another study that came out from the University of Utah that if you have breast implants, I guess they work just as well as, not as well, but they work like a bulletproof vest. They may help save your life, is what they're claiming. Okay? Not me. There. Now, a wealthy investment bank executive is caught stealing $210 of groceries from Whole Foods and hid it in his child's stroller. Now, a New York investment banker who was an executive at a billion-dollar investment bank was caught by security guards at Whole Foods in New York for allegedly, because I think we have to say this, for allegedly stealing $210 of groceries. There you have it. You're listening to SBN News, Free Radio. You can join us again next week at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for more SBNet News. We'll give you all the news you can use in our weekly summary wrap-up show. Now, remember, all rights are reserved on this program. Any, you know, redistribution broadcast and telecast, you know, please ask for permission and consent. Okay? There you have it. All right. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for everybody on the line. Thanks for listening to SBNet News. We'll see you again next week.